Zok the Mishnah, the new perek, daf tzadi beis amid beis. This perek discusses Pesach Sheni and all the sugyas of Misha Abedech Choyka. Zok the Mishnah, Misha Hoya Tomei Abedech Choyka. If someone was Tomei, the time of Pesach Rishon, or he was Abedech Choyka, that means he wasn't within the vicinity of making the Pesach in the Azorah. Now, the Gemara later is going to discuss this whole gather of Derech Rechoika. What is Derech Rechoika? Does Derech Rechoika mean out of the Azara? Does Derech Rechoika mean that I'm currently not here, but I'm able to come if I take a horse, if I take a wagon, there's ways to get there on time? It's a Shir in Zman, it's a Shir in distance. Does Derech Rechoika mean I'm not there at the time of Netzach Hama in the morning? Or does it start from Chatzois, but it's Zman Shechita? What exactly is Derech Rechoika? Rashi Vias Mashmah, it starts from Chatzois. We'll see soon Rashi. But Al-Kaporim, the Zman of the Pesach is for Shul Chatzois. The day of the Pesach is ready from Nates in the morning. What's called Derech Rechoika? So Misha Yitomei, if someone was Tomei, Oy B'Derech Rechoika. V'loy Oses HaRishoin, he didn't do Pesach Rishoin, the Torah behind you says, Yases HaSheni, he can do Pesach Sheni. However, Shogag, or likewise, not however, likewise, Shogag, he did not know it was Pesach. Forgot since the Pesach, El Pesach. Shogag, oy nenas, he was nenas. We'll see soon what is nenas different than the Reisha. But nenas, it was an oynes, v'lo yoses harishoin, likewise, yases hasheni. So fact the Mishnah, the Kasha, the obvious Kasha. If oynes is oyse b'sheni, so why does he have to specify in the Torah, derech rechoika, it's the same thing. And Rashi says really going on rechoika because derech rechoika is an oinus. So why is it any different than onus? Zog the Mishnah she'elu p'turin me'akores ve'elu chayovin be'akores. This is a little cryptic because what exactly is potum in akores and what's chayim in akores? So let's see Rashi as follows. Zog Rashi misha yitomei im kelom nem yitomei v'gmo poich ho'itzrich. The reason why I need Tomei, the boiler mevet berisha in the motzi of it. Meaning, Tomei, even if he wants to do it berisha, he can't. Let's say you're a Tomei. You can't have someone shecht on your behalf. But derech rechoika, you could have someone shecht on your behalf. And I'll be back at night. I'll be back for the eating. Just I'm not there for the shechita. So it's going on derech rechoika. Elo aderech rechoika. The onus ave. He's an onus. The lemotzi of it. He can't do it. Vi boiler mevet ay deshluchoi of it. They take out over here. You can do it through a shliach. Command on the gemara hurza. I can have someone shecht on my behalf. Since all oinsin are pushed to the second one, so oin is the derech choyka lomeli. What's exactly added in the oin is the derech choyka? The itke rachman et feme oin is achina. Why does the Torah mention tomei v'derech choyka? Tomei, I understand why it's mentioned because he can't do it. But derech choyka is an honest like all oinsin. So why is it mentioned specifically in the pasuk? Haderech choyka onusu sheni yochel ikones kol shas shchita kramida begemara. I can't enter during the shchita. Maybe I can enter at night, but during the shchita I can't. V'lashmi inon di boi lemevad loymotzi ovid. And to say the chiddush that if you want someone to do it on his behalf, it can be done. Loymotzi lemeimar the avadim motzi ovid commando mahutza. We're going now in the mando omid that you could have someone do it on your behalf. So that can't be the chiddush. So the Mishnah's teretz is she'ele p'turim in akores ve'ele chayovin. So Rashi says as follows: ele p'turim in akores, tomei v'derech choyka v'shogak v'nenas. Rashi puts them all four together, which is a little shver because we just said why does it have to say derech choyka if you know oynes? And he says all four of them are going to be part of akores because they have an excuse. Ve'ele chayovin mefarsh b'gemara, which is going on derech kroiva and tor. Let's say someone is derech kroiva. It's a fair pasuk. The pasuk says, "Vo'ish ashehu tor uvederech loy hoya v'chod alas haPesach v'nichaso." If someone was not on the road, on the distance, not derech choyka, and he was tor, so on him it says v'nichaso. Pasuk in Bamidbar tes yud gimel. So the elu chayovin elu p'tumin akoros that Rashi is going on tomei derech choyka shogem v'nenas. The elu chayovin is going with someone who's derech kroiva and he's tor. Now, the others that learn a little different, and they say as follows, that Tomei mederech choyka apotem mikores, even if they're mazed and did not do Pesach Sheni. It's a big chiddush. The Hainu. Tome in derech chayka. Since I was excused by Pesach Rishon, so I'm potter from Kores, even if Pesach Sheni, I'm bemazed I don't do it. Because I was nifka from the Chiev. Mashenken, Oynes, and Shoigig are chayovin if they don't do Pesach Sheni bemazed. Why? The difference is, the Radvaz explains, because Tome in derech chayka, the Chiev wasn't chalon demichlal, b'shas takrova. Mashenken, Onus, or Shoigig, those that had a Chiev, just their potter, machmas oinsom. So, it's all on condition that they're going to do it Pesach Sheni. But if they now be mazed, they don't do Pesach Sheni, they would be Chayv Koris. That's another way of learning this difference in the Mishnah, which are Chayv and which are Potter from Koris. Now, there are those that are Machmir, even Bizman Azeh, the Maisa, we don't feel physical like that, that to make yourself a Derech Choykenik, because a Derech Choyk is Mufka from Pesach Sheni, because at the end of the day, there's no Akrova Bizman Azeh, so you don't have to mafkir yourself. But on the Tzad that Be'etzim is a Chiv of Pesach, Bizman Azeh, so then you want to make yourself that you're mukka from the Chiyuv, so you have to make yourself a derech chayka. But the mindset, we don't do that like that. Rabbi Yashvan Oros talks about that. We don't feel to do that. Zog the Gemara. Itmar, hoya bederech chayka, v'shochtu v'zorku olav. Like we said, bederech chayka, if I can make it back at night, I can partake in the Korban Pesach if someone has me in mind and shechts on my behalf. That's like shochtu v'zorku atom esheretz, be'etzim. I'll be good tonight. Itmar hoy bederech choyke v'shachtu v'zorka olav. So it's a machloikas. Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshes. Rav Nachman, oh my hurtza. That means you can participate tonight, and you don't have to do Pesach Sheni. Rav Sheshes, oh my loy hurtza. No, you're still not off the hook. You still have to do Pesach Sheni. Since you were bederech choyke b'shas eshchita, it doesn't help for someone to shecht on your behalf. Zog Rashi, shachtu v'zorka olav ule erev yovoy. I'll be there at night. During the shechita, I won't be able to make it. The hainu. What does shechita mean? Kol shei shoyz at shkiyas achama. Here Rashi reveals to us what does it mean. Derech chayka. Others learn. The Rambam learns it means from neitzachama of the day of the hakrova. Rashi learns no. It means from chatzoyz, which means the zman of the shechita when we start. Kol shei shoyz at shkiyas achama. I won't be able to make it b'shas shechita. Meaning kol sheish. Until Shkia, that's called Derech Choyka. But I will be able to make it tonight. So Rav Nachman holds Hurtza. So Rashi, you potter Menasheni. Masheng Rav Sheish holds Loi Hurtza. You have to bring Pesach Sheni. The fact that you are Derech Choyka, you be'etzem Mufka. So Mamela, you are not included in the Haitzah if you're back at night. Zok the Gemara, what's he saying to Machloikas? Rav Nachman, Omar Hurtza, Mecha Sudachos Rachmana Olav. The Torah has Rachmanas on him. That means he's never not here. He's not around. The Ovid, and if he sends someone to do it on his behalf, to shecht for him, Tovel of Brocha. Meaning, Be'etzim, you don't have to. You don't have to have someone shecht on your behalf. You can also wait for Pesach Sheni. But if a person wants to do and be part of Pesach Rishon by running back and making it back for the night, and just in the daytime using someone making a shlech for him, Tovel of Brocha. The Ovid, Tovel of Brocha. The meches chas rachmona olav, you can wait the Pesach Sheni. But if a person wants to go and have a shliach shecht on his behalf and be back at night, tell him a brocha. Rav Sheish Shomer, no, loy hurtza. Mitche dachi rachmona ketomei. He's dochui. He's like a tomei. Imagine a tomei says, someone shechts on my behalf and I'll be back at night. Doesn't work. If you're tomei, you're tomei. We're talking about now, let's say a tomei, not tomei sheretz, that you can make it at night. A tomei vov, tomei meis, yoim shishi. It's not going to help him if he comes back. So mela, we made him like a tomei. Derech choyker, the Torah makes him like a tomei. Zok Rav Sheshes. It says Misha tomei oibi derech choyker. So Rav Sheshes holds loy hurtza mitche dachi rachmona ketomei. He's like a tomei.
When could he shecht for him, or is he tomei? He's could he nitbal to a
chayker? Who are you talking about? A tomei or derech choyker?
Derech choyker.
That's machlokes of Nachman Rav Sheshes.
Is he tomei to shecht for him alone to make to shecht a korban pesach for him?
Right.
Or is he talking about he should be nitbal onto somebody else's?
What's the difference?
We had that clear before.
But I understand. I understand. So what?
Can you shecht for the guy?
You're saying on the tzad that you can't shecht for him alone because maybe he won't make it. So it might be maybe kashrim b'leis apsul. So it'll be the same thing over here like we had before. Correct. So if it's nitbal, then you don't have that issue.
When we're talking here that you can shecht for him, means not to shecht the whole Pesach for him, but he should be nitbal.
That's the two tzadim you just had. The hainu. If it means only for himself, then it's totally in the question before if he maybe kashrim b'leis apsul, which we said before, ain't shecht an aleim because it might be the apsul. So then over here also, he might not make it. He said he'll make it. He might not make it. Mashenkin, if it's nitzvah, then you don't have that issue. But the machloikis is Rav Sheshes holds, they made him like a tomei. That means he's hutcha, he's dochui, he's totally nitcha. So not pshat chas rachman alei, if you want to send a shliach, tovel abrocha. He's totally hutcha. Masha'en Rav Nachman holds, no, chas rachman alei, and if tovel abrocha, if he wants to send a shliach. Zok Rashi, ketomei, v'loi osa klum, v'zok l'sheni. He didn't do anything. Whatever he did is irrelevant. He has to do Pesach Sheni. Zog de Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman, what's my reasoning? Omer Rav Nachman, no amin alo. How do I know that, well, that it's hurtza if he says something to Shecht on his behalf when he's derech choyka, and he's going to make it back at night and he doesn't have to bring Pesach Sheni? No amin alo de Tanan, I'll bring it right from our mission itself. It says, mi yishoy tomei, oy v'derech choyka, v'loy osa es harishoyin. Now it adds on four words. V'loy osa es harishoyin. Why does that say v'loy osa es harishoyin? If we're talking about that you can't do it, so what do you mean? It's mashma that you could, just you didn't. And he did not have someone do it for him. Then yases hasheni. Michlav from here you can deduce the body of it. You could have someone do it on your behalf, shech on your behalf. So if Nachman the dying from the Mishnah itself, why does the Mishnah say mishay tomei derechoyka v'loy osa? Let us just say mishay tomei derechoyka yases hasheni. What does it mean? V'loy osa sarishoyin. Is mashma if he wants, he could have someone checked on his behalf. So it's a riot of Nachman. Zog Rashi. Now, obviously, he can't be going on Tomei. On Tomei, you can't have, if you're Biyom Shishi, then you can't have someone say, V'loy also, but if I want, I can have someone do it for me. That doesn't make sense. You can't have someone do it for you. And Tosis also establishes in this Tosis that we're talking about that we're talking about Tomei Meis b'shishi shaloi, so you can't have someone shecht for you. Zok di gemoga, so that's from Nachman's Raya, from v'loi osa es harishoyin. Mach michlal di boi ovid, v'derech choyke boi ovid, it works. V'rav sheshes amaloch, yihochi sefer, look at the sefer, make the same diuk. V'ketoni, it says shogag oi nenas, v'loi osa es harishoyin, yas hasheni. Now over there, you cannot do it if you want. If your shogag means you don't know it's Pesach. If your nenas means you're impossible for you to do. So what do you mean v'loy also? Must be v'loy also. Can't be medayik from here that if you want, you could. Midiktoni v'loy also, michlal di boy ovid. Hagei shogar v'gay nenas. It can't be your shogar v'nenas. So the whole diyik falls off. So what does it mean? What does it mean v'loy also in the sefer? Elo mezit katoni ba'dayu. You have to learn the sefer as follows. The sefer says, shogag oy nenas. That's two cases. V'loy also sarishoin, meaning he was amazed. And he didn't do it. Still yas is hasheni. So it's a chiddush in the sefer that you're inserting even amazed. Amazed can also do b'sheni. Look at the Gizra Rabbein Chananel. I'll read the Loshon. He says, ve'elo, ve'elo, mezit katoni ba'dayi, v'och katoni, shogag, oy nenas, oy afilu hezit, loizu afzu. Mishnah many times says, Dargus in Loizu Afzu. Shogag, oinenos, afilu hezit. Shoya yocholase sogishoin velo also, yasa sheni. That's a ben chananos goris, meaning that's how the Gemara means to say, Ketoni badayu. Shogag, oinenos, afilu hezit, yasa sheni. Now, we'll see Lagavi Ptur Chorus. We had in the Mishnah how to learn Ptur Chorus. We'll see soon. But the point is, let's keep track of the etzem cheshmer of sheshes. Of sheshes is saying as follows: the sefer that says loy also means you're inserting something that doesn't mention, is not mentioned. So once you're inserting something that mentioned, you have to, because shogag there's no way of doing. But loy also can mean yochel asis by shogag, he doesn't know it's Pesach. Onus means he can't, so it can be but loy also if he wants he could. Elamite's going on something that's not mentioned. Mezid, he didn't, but if he wants he could. He can do sheni. So Hanami the ratio, you have to insert something. You know what you can insert? Hochanami oinen katoni badayu. The ratio is talking about oinen. We had a Mishnah on Daftari Aleph. Ho oinen van verkeches agal shoicht in aleyen. You can shecht for someone that's an oinen, meaning because tonight possibly he'll be good. And that's the sugi we had. Bahadayu nitfal, not for themselves, but bahadayu could. So that's you have to learn the ratio. You have Nachman want to bring a raya that tome in derech choyke derech choyke. It works if they shecht for him as long as he's back tonight. Why? Because it says, Plus Rishon not going on Derech Chayka. Just like the Sefer La'asa said Rishon is going on Mezid, you have to insert Mezid. So to the Reish, you have to insert Oinen, which is a Mishnah in Tzadi Aleph that said, if you shecht for an Oinen, it's Chal. Because tonight he'll be hopefully good, and he won't be an Oinen anymore. And an Oinen is Nichlan in Akrobus in the carbon. So Rashi, Vila Tameich, the third word line. In the middle of the Rashi, Vila Tameich, Sefer Gabi Shogi V'nenas Tatona. Su Zim Na'achita V'lo Yoso. I hate mukbis lo halashog of layoda shem pesach shogag venenas umai boy iklemema hocha elamai zchlemema beloy also the safe amazing katoni badayu balokoy velo also the boy have ovid hocha nami gabeloy also the reisha oinam katoni badayu balokoy velo also the boy ovid come back isha hoin vafakach zel shecht alein so there's no right of Nachman that is going on derech rechoyka zok the gemara. Omer Rav Ashi, I'll bring you a raya to this.
So, what is it? So an Einin, if he has, he has the same option as Ruchayka. If he wants, he could shecht on him. Or if he wants, he could bypass it and just bring Petach Sheni. There's no chiv. Is there chiv on Einin or no chiv? That's what Pshat here was saying.
We're saying the Gabi the Din.
That Einin has the same of, thing of, as Ruchayka.
Loyosa means if he could. Loyosa, the Loyosa is going on Einin, is not going there Ruchayka. The loy also is a rishon is going on oinen that you shecht for him. We wanted to say, Rav Nachman wanted to say that derech chayka you can shecht on his behalf. Rav Shay said no, you can't shecht on his behalf of derech chayka. Derech chayka is mufka, he's mitchi, he's like tomei. What is the diuk of loy also's mashma that if he wants he could? That's only going on oinen, not on derech chayka. Rav Shay is not going on derech chayka. But Rav Sheish is mechalik oinen is different than derech chayka. They're not the same as derech chayka. Derech chayka you can shecht on his behalf. He's like a tomei. He's mitcha. And oinen, if you want, you can shecht for him, like it says in the Mishnah. On oinen and a mefakech zegal shecht in olav. The heart of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman is not like that. Rav Nachman is not going on oinen bechalal. It's going on derech chayka. Derech chayka has an ability that you can shecht for him, even though I'm not here. I'll be there tonight.
Right, and he has the option. And either way he does, he's correct. From cars.
According to Rav Nachman, not according to Sheshes. According to Sheshes, he's off the hook.
And Einin.
He's Nitka. Einin, according to everyone, is Mefakin Olav. Is Sheikh Din Olav, I mean.
And let's say Einin said, I don't Sheikh from me, I'll do Petach Sheni. It's the same as Floyd Rav Nachman.
Okay.
He has the same
okay.
Option.
Okay. Enechrami.
Or is it Chiv?
No, it's not a Chiv. Zog, it's not a Chiv. It's not a chiyuv. Pasha, not a chiyuv. You can check for him. Just like Rav Nachman learns back there, Chayka, in the Chanami.
So you learn Einan, right. Same option.
Right. But Rav Nachman doesn't learn it's going on Einan. That's the difference. You're comparing it to an option. Rav Nachman doesn't learn it's going on there on Einan. Nachman's going on there Chayka. Rav Sheish is learning it's going on Einan. Rav Sheish's whole there Chayka is not optional.
Rav Nachman's going to Mishnah here. Optional is he going to learn Sadikal the same way.
Okay, Tzadi Aleph. But not over here. Rav Nachman is not Rav Sheish's the one that inserts Einan over here. Rav Nachman Gufa wanted to bring this a raya to Heshita. Zog di Gemara, Omer Rav Ashi. Now we'll see a raya to this dig that we're saying it's going on Oinen. Omer Rav Ashi, Masisi Nami Deiko. We'll see Rav Nachman's going to be matched this. Omer Rav Ashi, Masisi Nami Deiko. The Katoni, Eilu Ptuvin Mei Kores. These are part from Kores, Eilu Chayovin Mei Kores. I hate what's going on. Ilema, Ashoigig Venenas. If it's going on Shoigig Venenas, Zog di Gemara, Hagi Bichayvin Kores. It can't be a chayv and chorus. It says elu p'turim mikos ve'elu chayovin. Can't be going on shoyge and oynus. Shoyge and nenas b'nei chorus denu. How can be chayv chorus if you're shoyge and nenas? Elo lav amazed ve'oynon. So Mamela, this is part of the diak that Rav Ashi is saying. Not like Rav Nachman. It's not going on derech chayka. The what's it called the leosis harishoyin. It's going on mezen and oynon. You're inserting mezen and oynon, and now it makes sense the chorus part. What's the chorus going on? The chorus is going not on shogeg and oinus, can't be b'nei chorus, but it's going on mezid and oinen. Those were taki b'chayv chorus. Zog Rashi, masnisi nami deiko the mezid v'oinen katoni bo. I hate katoni chayv and chorus. It can't be going on shogeg and oinus. Must be it's going on the one that you're inserting. Zog Dima, what's Rav Nachman going to answer? But Rav Nachman omar lach lo oylo ma mezid l'chudayu, meaning chorus is only going on mezid, only on mezid. It says Chayovin is Loshen Rabim. It means Chayev. And it just says Agav the Reish Aptur, and it says Loshen of Chayovin. That's only one of Chayev Korev. Uvadiru di boil elemisti Chayev. It should have said Chayev Loshen Yochid. V'hayde ketoni chayovin, ari toni reisha pturin, toni sefer chayovin. But le'olam only mezit, I tak agree, insert in the sefer. What do you insert? Insert mezit, and that's like a chayv chorus, because shogun oin is kind of chayv chorus. But in the reisha where it says tomin derech chayka, v'le'osa sarishon is going on derech chayka, and write to my shita that if you want, you can have someone check on your behalf, and you hurt her, and on the Pesach Sheni. So Rashi, the Rav Nachman Doma, loy tenan oinin in Bereisha, v'loy osa derech choyka, koyiz gonga derech choyka, omaloch seifa, vade mezid michskabo. I agree to seifa, you have to insert mezid. V'alo koyi v'loy osa, that's gonga the seifa. V'chayom mikoyiz gonga on it. V'odek toni chayovin, really loshin rabim, it's really true to say loshin yokid, is ayre tona pturin, tona nami chayovin. The rest of Rashi, they take out over here, the Magia. Now, so Hakoponim, that is Rav Nachman, how he answers this question. Zokti Gemara, Rav Nachman Omer Alach Loilam Amez Luchudei V'Din Reboi Lemisi Chayev Harik Toni Chayovin Harik Toni Reish Ptun Toni Amisev Chayovin Omer Rav Sheishes Menoa Amin Olo. Zokti Rav Sheishes. Rav Sheishes is the one that said that Omer Rav Sheishes Menoa Amin Olo. Oh, Rav Sheishes Shita. Rav Sheish is the one that said that it's loy hurtza, even if they shecht on your behalf by derech choyka. Menahem in law, where do I know this one? Fersha Braisa. And Rav Nachman doesn't have to answer this Braisa. The Tanya. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, ne'mar tomei v'ne'mar derech choyka. It's one posik. It says, Mishrei tomei v'derech choyka. We put them together. So we compare one to another, Zok Rav Sheish. Ma tomei, Daf Tzadik Gimel Omer Aleph. Ma tomei shesipik b'yodil lasis v'ne oisa. Meaning, a tomei, if he wants to, he can want from today to tomorrow. He can't. The Torah forbids him from partaking and participating in the carbon, even if he wants somebody to shecht for him. Ma tomei shesipik b'yodil lasis v'ne oisa. Af derech choyka nami shesipik b'yodil lasis v'ne oisa. You can't have someone shecht on your behalf. Just like a tomei cannot have someone shecht on his behalf, because the Torah asks, so to derech choyka, he's mitcha, he's katomei. That's my shita. Rav Sheshet says the pasuk puts them together. So Rashi in the top, matome sheisipik b'yodil lasis. He loved the dachi rachmona. Do come on, koi. Lamaisa, I wanted to do it. Ve'ena oisa. He's here, but we don't allow him. The kosa le'rachmona lasis. Safte choy kashib b'yodil lasis. Shehoi lo yishluchim mishalech. I have people that can do on my behalf. Ve'koma rachmona de'ena oisa. The mitche dachi. Tome is here, and we don't allow him, even though he's here. So to that choy, even if he sent shluchim, he's mitche. He's like a tome. That's Rav Nachman Rav Sheshashita. Rav Nachman Omaloch. This raya from Rabbi Kiva is not a raya, because Rabbi Kiva gufo holds not like I hold. Omer look Rabbi Kiva letamei the kasova ain shechtim vizokin al tomei sheretz vanos sfira lekamad omar shechtim vizokin tomei sheretz. Rabbi Kiva is stam doming a raya from Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is of the opinion that a tomei sheretz that's going to be ready to eat tonight, we had a machloikas of shechtim vizokin olav. A tomei sheretz only needs to go to mikvah. So even though in the daytime b'shas shechita I cannot be part of the hakrova, but at night I'm good to go. So Rabbi, the way I'm a chloek is if shechtim is zaken atom sheretz or not. Rabbi Kiva holds ain't shechtim is zaken atom sheretz. Even someone that could participate tonight, he can't check for him. So what do you bring a raya? I hold shechtim is zaken atom sheretz. So that's Rabbi Kiva learns derech chloek is totally mufka and he can't be done for him. And he compares it to Tomei because he holds ain't shechtim is zaken atom sheretz. But I hold shechtim is zaken. So derech chloek is not like Tomei. So Rashi, Rabbi Kiva sovar ain't shechtim is zaken atom sheretz. The Avak of the Chosiluut, even though he's ready to eat tonight. The high Sipek, the Koomar, Hochi Koomar, Ma Toma, is a Sipek beyond the Lassois. What does that mean? The Chosilu Mechaluutta, he's going on Tomei, by Tomei Sheretz. Even though he's able to eat tonight, Rabbi Kiva's opinion is, Vafil Hochi, ain't Shachim Zakar Olav. So he says, just like Tomei Sheretz, even though he's able to eat tonight, ain't Shachim Zakar Olav, so to Derek Choyka. Okay. That's on the premise, on the basis, on the hanocha, that assumption that you hold Tomei Sheretz ain't shechtim v'zorken olav. But I hold Dr. Nachman v'anan svirle shechtim v'zorken on Tomei Sheretz. So hilkach hainami diyochel ikonit b'shas achila shechtim v'zorken olav. If I can make it tonight, even though I won't make it between chatzos and shkia, shechtim v'zorken olav. So don't bring me a rye from Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is learning, comparing it to Tomei. A Tomei Sheretz ain't Shechem Zarkin Olav. I hold Shechem Zarkin. So it comes out of Yisodis and Machloikas of Nachman Rav Sheshes in the Maskona. Do we say that someone who's B'derech Choyka and he's not going to make it till the night, that he can have someone shecht on his behalf and hurts and he doesn't need Pesach Sheni. That's Rav Nachman Shita. Rav Sheshes holds he's like a tomei, he's nitcha, and it doesn't help what someone doesn't have, and he has to bring a Pesach Sheni. We'll stop over here by Tanu Rabbanan.